Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, and we're continuing with the book, The Guide, and this is the seventh installment, and it'll be around 18 or 19 for the entire book. This one is delving into the chapter that's entitled Qualities of the Perfect One, and it is the soul chapter, and it ends with a song. And it's on page 78. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله. إبراهيم رسول الله. موسى رسول الله. عيسى رسول الله. عليهم صلاة الله. اللهم تسلم ومنك سلام وعليك يعود سلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذو الجلال والإكرام. Page 78. Qualities of the Perfect One. Our guide, may Allah protect his secret, says, the prophets contained everything, but came to the earth as men. They ate, they drank, they slept, and they walked in the streets. And he said, Muhammad is a human being, but not like any human being. He is like a sweet date, and the people are like the stone. Allah praised and exalted, as he says in chapter 17, ayah 94 through 96. Nothing has prevented humans from believing when the guidance came to them, save that they said, has Allah sent a mortal as his messenger? Allah also speaks in his Holy Quran about what the people say about their messenger. He says in chapter 23, 33, 34, and the chiefs among his people who covered up the truth and denied the meeting in the final world, and to whom we had granted ease and plenty in the worldly life, said, who is this except a mortal man like yourselves who eats what you eat and drinks what you drink? Sheikh Muhyiddin ibn Arabi says in his book, The Tree of Existence, the Shajarat al-Kalm, he says, be it known to you that the divine wisdom in the creation of Muhammad is only that he was created from both the subtle and the coarse, that he might be complete in his nature. Allah created him from two elements of opposite nature, the corporeal and the spiritual. He appointed his corporeal nature to encounter humanity face to face in the proper proportion of a human form. He gave him the strength with which to face men and to supply them with the sustenance substance of his humanness. so that he should be with them for a purpose. From Quran, chapter 18, ayat 110. Say, I am not a human being like yourselves. It has been revealed to me that your God is one God. Whoever hopes to meet his Lord, let him do righteous deeds. And let him not worship anyone as partners with his Lord. He was of like species and like form, because if he had appeared to them in his spiritual form of light, they would not have been able to receive him, nor been capable of opposing him. Allah, glory be to him, granted them his favor. He said in chapter 9, ayat 128, there has come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer, full of concern for you, to the believers kind and singularly compassionate. Then he gave him spiritual strength to have contact with the world of spiritual beings, the Ruhaniya, and with the dominion, Al-Malakut, with the dominion of higher intelligences, that he might be perfect as a blessing and mercy, and that spiritual beings might witness his corporeality. And Allah gave him a third special quality apart from his corporeality and spirituality. He put in him some mysterious quality of his own lordship and divinity, so that he might stand firm when the attributes of lordship were revealed, and that he might be able to gaze upon the divine presence, receive the secrets of the lights of his solitariness, hear it by the words of admonition, inhale by it the fragrance of mercifulness, and mount up to it by all the sweet and resplendent stations. This mysterious quality is what is meant by the Prophet's words, I am not like one of you. And by his words in 21:107, I have an hour in which no one will be more ample than I am, save my Lord, glory be to him. I know that was just a hadith. Thus it is that something of his tranquility and something of the blessings of his prophetic office and his message reaches men. Allah says in 21:107, we have not sent you save as a mercy to all the worlds. The people saw the Perfect One walking in the street and speaking with them, but he was different from them. And for this reason, be careful when you sit with the Perfect One and also with the Muhammadan inheritor, the Warisul Muhammadi. Be careful to keep everything you have with him, because if you go away for a moment, you will lose something very deep. He's like a forest, but a forest full of danger. If a person goes into this forest without permission, he could lose his life. A Mohammedan inheritor is like the sword, and he is the straight path. If he were to leave us for one moment, everything would be destroyed. And for this reason, love him and be for him, and always throw yourself between his arms and ask him to keep you and use you as he likes. Sheikh Ahmad Ar-Rafai said, I looked everywhere for my heart and for my spirit, but I could not find them. Then when I went to the mountains and found a cave, when I entered the cave, I saw a lion standing there with a big snake lying on the ground in front of his feet. When I looked at the lion and then at the snake, I saw that my heart was in the forehead of the lion and that my spirit was in the eyes of the snake. It took me 1 hour to take my heart from the forehead of the lion and my spirit from the eyes of the snake. Know that this is a station of the stations of the path to Allah, the Mighty, the Wise. Sheikh Ibn Atlas Gandari said, "Praise be to him whose humanity manifested the secret of the splendor of his radiant divinity, and who then appeared openly to his people in the form of one who eats and one who drinks." My beloveds, you are the picture of my Lord. Then look to me with the eye of my Lord within you if you really want to see me. If you want to know me well, I'm not like any person you know. When you see through the eye of your heart, you will see the essence of the prophets. The eyes of the body see only the human being, and this is not the complete picture. If you want to see me, look in your mountain. If it stays in place, you can see me. Understand, beloved, that until you are really here now with all that you have, with yourself and with your heart, with your soul and everything, opening, listening, not rejecting, you will not see me as I am or know me as I know you. Although you may not remember, you are from the first of my children. I gave birth to you in pre-eternity. Please be with me in everything. Hold everything, give everything, to see everything in the light of your holy origin, in the essence of that which you are. You are the key and you are the door. Why do you stay in the anteroom? Follow me, Bala, my beloved, as I pass through every doorway to the truth room of the innermost secret. Then you will see your Iblis lay down his life beneath your feet, and you will find me sitting in the deep knowing on the throne of your heart. I'm the mirror of your master, and you are the mirror of him in me. There's no difference between you and me and him, if you want to understand what I mean. Give me your ear. Take care not to hear any voice, only the voice of your beloved, because your beloved wants to make a holy marriage with you when he sends the word to your ear. This word is the first word, and from this word comes everything. This word is truly the firstborn of all of the creation. I'm speaking about the holy word, Bi Kun. When you hear, you are born to be the holy child from this word. Do you know what I'm speaking of as the holy child? This is the first light in the world of pre-eternity, Al-Azal. Listen to my voice to know my story, which is also your story from the first. If you listen, if you follow, and if you see me, then you can help me, and I can help you to come to be one, to make the holy marriage like before. Then you become the Moses of your time, and your brother becomes the Aaron of his time. And in order for you to carry your brother to live with him, to live for him and he for you, it is necessary to listen to every word that I say. If you touch as I say, then you will arrive in the garden of knowing and live with your beloved all the time, sleeping and waking between his arms. This is the life. There is no life like this life. My holy beloved, listen to me to the story of the first world. Know, my beloved, that I am a hidden treasure that longed to be known. So I have drawn forth all of the creation out of myself in order to know myself. But how can my creatures know me? I planted all of my qualities in the ground of creation. When any creature comes to know on what ground he stands, he discovers all of my attributes in the ground of his existence. In the mirror of my attributes, he comes to see himself. But how can he see himself in every quality? Every quality is a two-sided veil between the creature and his pure existence in me. Every quality has at least two veils, the apparent veil and the interior veil. At first, you can see the quality manifesting with the eyes of your face. For example, you see the big bird feeding the little bird, and this appearance is from the fragrance of the real quality of Allah, the compassionate, Ar-Rahim. When you look inside the quality, you find another veil, a veil of light in the world of the soul. The light of the particular quality of Allah veils the unlimited vastness of the reality of Allah, which is beyond all forms and names and attributes. But when you travel with the light of the attributes back through all the veils of its gross and subtle manifestations to the holy source which generated it, then without the cover of these veils, you see that you are the mercy. This is what I mean when I say that he put his qualities in you to see himself in the mirror of your existence. Therefore, it's necessary to clean the mirror to be clear. This means to return every quality from the beginning to the end to him. You cannot clean this quality without walking through it and removing the veils from it, because he put himself in you deep inside, and to find him, you must strike through all of the attributes. This is like wearing 99 clothes, and every piece of clothing has two sides. If you want to touch the essence of the truth, it's necessary to cut through every dress. Allah is the bride, and you will not reach this holy bride unless you penetrate all the veils to find him. When you reach the truth of this bride, you return to your real mother, who is truth. You need to drink from her real milk until your presence dissolves in the ocean of the truth. What is every quality? It's important to know that every quality is a station from the beginning to the end, and you could not walk through any of these stations if he did not love you and help you. This is not from your hand, but it is he who desires that the treasure be known when he puts you in this way to search about the truth. Know that he loves you and his love is moving you on. But how can you walk through every quality? If you want to walk through all the qualities, it will take a long time. But it is your fortune that Allah gives you your guide to take you through the qualities to the name. He put you with your beloved face to face from the beginning. And he told you to remember the name, because within the name are all the attributes. And when you remember the name, it is not necessary to remember every quality. The name is the ocean, and the qualities are the springs. Water for every spring comes from the ocean. If you want to drink, to travel from the gross world to the world of the essence of the soul, travel to the ocean. By ocean, I mean the name of Allah. Live at once in the light of the essence beyond all form, and walk through the particular quality you wish to realize. For example, to see through the all-seeing and to hear through the all-hearing, know who sees and who hears and who gives and who takes. Then you return all the qualities as you experience them, while remembering the name, to the presence behind the name, to the truth within the presence, and to the reality beyond all pictures of the truth. Know that the perfect slave is one with his Lord, and he is like one immersed in a great sea who doesn't swim through the sea by his own effort or intention, but is born with the sea and is one with the sea. Many fathomless currents and hidden pearls are contained within the depth of the sea, so vast and limitless is the heart of the guide, because at once he is in the sea and the sea is in him. And when you look into the face of the guide, what do you see? You see yourself. If you come to the ocean with a cup, you drink by the cupful. If you come with a teaspoon, your spoon will be filled. If you enter and dissolve in the presence of Fana Fishay, and you see truly without limit and beyond form who you are facing and who you are, and who you are whom he faces. By means of a metaphor, a dream, which is an awakening, see with the eyes of the student who sees through the veil. I am traveling through a remote village on a long journey when I hear that it just so happens that my sheikh is in town and receiving visitors. I go to a special area of the town where he's supposed to be sitting and see there that the mat he is accustomed to sitting on. I sit in my place on one side of the mat facing him, and although nobody is visible, I'm sure I feel his spiritual presence facing me. Then I see clearly that he is looking at me, and his eyes are dark and beautiful, filled with mercy and light, like the eyes of his body. But these are the eyes of his soul, and there is no face but the vastness of space. Two times the eyes open and close. The first time they cast an immense shadow over the mat and myself and the ground behind me. Then I can see behind me, through the back of my head, the ancient stone domes of Jerusalem. The second time the eyes of the soul of the guide open and close, through them pours a vast sea, which enters into my heart and soul, flooding all my being with love. And then he holds me with the arms of his soul and gives me the teaching with the tongue of his soul. Beloved, know that the guide is the holy bride who wants to wed you, but only her beloved within you can truly embrace her. The bride is your original truth, which remains virgin and undefiled beneath the veil of every presence. You cannot know the guide who sits before you if you do not know the guide who is within you and is your own true being. Know yourself. Call this holy being into existence if you wish to know who sits before you and instructs you in the form of the pretext of the guide. How do you become or realize the holy being that you are, for whom the guide has manifested to reflect? Well, search about yourself, my beloved, and know yourself well, what you truly long for, ask for, so that you may receive it. Call to me from your inner depth, so that I may meet you in that depth from which you call. Again, I say drink and surrender. You take from this sea what you give to this sea. Beloved, I await you. I put my heart, the truth, under every foot. Know by what you are supported, by what you are carried, on what ground you stand, and on what path you travel. Beloved, in the Hajj, remember you are walking on my heart, and be full of care with every step. Everyone has a way since when Allah said, "Am I not your Lord?" And he guides his beloved now because he answered Allah then, "I am your beloved." The important thing here is that no one knows if he is one of his beloveds until Allah brings him and puts him at his table. Then he is sure that he is a beloved. There are many beloveds whose time has not yet come. So if you see someone who is full of mistakes or he is like you used to be, do not say why or what, but look in your heart and pray for him. If Allah has guided you to his light, then pray for all those who do not see his light. You are the mercy for that. Allah said to his beloved prophet, "We have not sent you save as a mercy to all the worlds." 21:107. Allah did not say that he sent him for the Muslims or for some of the people. He's the mercy from the beginning to the end. He's the father of all the world, the father of all the spirits. And this is the difference between this way and another way. You look with the eye of Allah, full of mercy for everyone, and you see that everything is perfect because you have his love always. And if Allah sent all the people who live in the fire to live in the garden, then the garden would become more than fire. With the eye of the outside Sharia, you can say why and what. But with the eye of Allah, you see that He is the perfect and that He does everything perfectly and puts everything in its perfect place. Someone once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I do everything completely right, will He put me in the garden? The Prophet replied, not one of you shall enter the garden by his work. The person then asked, even you, beloved Prophet? And the Prophet replied, even me, except that Allah sends me His mercy and His favor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His Quran, say, everything is from Allah, so what is with these people that they can hardly understand what is said to them? 478. But for the beloved of Allah, thank Him always. Thank Him always that He makes you one of His children who follow His love. And one of those who sings for Him, for His face, and one of those who remember His name to be His name. And when you look with the eye of His spirit, everything is more than right. But this doesn't mean that He does not want His beloved to be like the sword, and to be the sword of the Sharia for those who walk on the outside. Say to anyone who steals, no, this is not right. Allah says that you must not steal and that you must not lie. And this is His order. But at the same time, you know in your heart that everything that you see is, in reality, perfect. For that, Sidi Abu Hassan Ali Ash-Shaduli said, if you look at the people with the eyes of your body, you do not like them. But if you look at them with the eye of your spirit, you cannot say anything. This chapter ends with a song, lyrics of a song. Just one thing I want from this earth, to see your face. I do not want to pray to you for fear of the fire, but I see Allah, so I sing to you. All that I need is to see you are beautiful in my ears, in my eyes, in my heart. All this world, it does not matter to me where to be, just if I have you. What is important to me is this, just to have a little of your love, not more. I know exactly what is the end of this earth, but the world which I want to live for, that's my love for you and your love for me. That's heavenly love. I'm born for, I live for, I will travel to it. I will not say that I die, because I return to this earth and to you. Everything dies for you. For that I ask you to be to me always my love, and to all who are your family, and send them to your station, which is the aim of all this earth for all living here, for your whole world. And those are your nearest children, close to you and for you, not more. And that is all that I need of your name. I sing always, I sing forever. That brings us to the bottom of page 87. Inshallah, the next installment will pick up on page 88. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.